Today on the Learner Podcast, we talk to Nina Cruz, illustrator of A Girl Like Me. Featuring Nina's signature photo collage illustrations, A Girl Like Me is a picture book created around a poem by Angela Johnson. It just received a starred review from the Hornbook magazine.
Welcome to the podcast, Nina.
Thank you, Libby. It's great to be here at the Learner Podcast.
What inspired you to create the project around Angela Johnson's poem?
Well, the project came before the poem. I had been talking with Carol Hintz. You know, we completed working on Seeing Into Tomorrow. And she said, well, what about thinking about doing a project where you'd celebrate African-American girls? And I thought, well, you know, that could be an interesting thing. So I thought, started looking at poetry, looking at a lot of poetry, and had just kind of a wonderful few months, an excuse to spend a lot of time reading and rereading people I knew about and discovering a lot of new authors, and read everything from Phyllis Wheatley and Frances Ellen Watkins Harper and Nikki Giovanni and Rita Dove and, you know, all this amazing work. And then sent her this, you know, nice little collection of poems that I thought, okay, we're going to do this collection that's going to have a bunch of different poets in it. And then, of course, Angela Johnson's poem was in that collection. And Carol has a nice way of cutting to the chase. So when she sent me back, her first thought was, you know, what if we just worked with the one poem, Angela's poem, A Girl Like Me? And that poem had been in a collection for young girls. So it was really absolutely spot on for, you know, a kid's book. And of course, first I have to, like, you know, reshift my gears, which is not always, always takes a minute. And as soon as I thought about how the deeper story within this sort of poem that could just sit on its own as a quick sort of moment of like, hey, yeah, this is a really great idea. Think about being, you know, powerful and who you are as yourself. And thought about adding the sort of other component of talking about community to the poem and how I could do that with the visuals and add something, bring something else to what she was saying, amplify her message in a different way. I thought, okay, well, now this is exciting to me. And then we started going on it.
How do you go about illustrating a book with photos?
Well, all of them end up a little bit different, but the first part, of course, is, you know, I always start with a manuscript, whether it's somebody else's manuscript, as in this case with Angela's book, or even with my own writing. I have visual ideas in mind, but I start with the words. So I start with every other illustrator starts in terms of planning out and pacing out your story based on the words and how things are going to flow from page to page with little rough thumbnail sketches like everybody does. But I also thought a lot about how I wanted to approach the photos in this, and I knew that I wanted it to look very collage, very montage, and I was feeling a little bit kind of mod psychedelic in my thoughts about what could happen with it and that things could be really loose. So I made a style frame that had the sort of hexagonal kind of pattern shape things that run throughout as a motif and the stars in it, and put that together with some collage together photos I had around, stuff that I had from other projects or just book pictures I'd taken, and kind of set up one style frame, and that went to Carol first. And then from there, I kept pulling through all of my stuff that I have around over the years and put together, kind of blocked out what I thought could happen, because I wanted to make sure that I didn't immediately kind of close it down into becoming too realistic, too much of the world. So I started working with things in the roughest way possible and searching things online. But then, of course, what I've found over the years is the best way to get deeply into what I imagine each photograph to look like and what I want from my models is to draw them. So I sat down and then started doing drawings of all the sort of group of girls and imagining, okay, one girl's going to be wearing this hat, or one girl's going to be, you know, always looking sporty, and kind of came up with a bunch of personalities that don't directly match the girls that are in the book, but basically kind of gave me a sense of how to pace it and put it together. And then I combined all that together, then remade all of the background images as outlines and sort of look so it could have a consistent look, and sent that in as a final piece that looks really kind of cut and pasted together. And so that's the Bible for the book. And that from there, I could then take all the photographs with the model so I can show them that. I showed that to Carol and Danielle. I, you know, use it as a template to then put together and take other images for all the background pieces and all the other elements of the book.
What do you hope readers take away from the book?
I think every artist feels the same way when you start a project. Like, what you hope your readers will take away is some of the enthusiasm and excitement that brought you to the book in the first place. And certainly my first read of the poem was, it's about being yourself, being inspired, being willing to sort of take some chances and not be overwhelmed by the sort of caring adults that want to keep you safe in the world, but maybe you need to be a little bit adventurous in your life, and to experience all of those things as joy. What I also added to that was a sense of community, and community as a way to further do more in the world, and to be a participant with your friends and your family, and through those things you can make the world a better place. And I see, you know, what young people are doing these days between working in, with the March for Our Lives and with the climate change initiatives that kids are doing, that we actually are in a moment where we see young people building amazing coalitions together and doing the work that all the grown-ups should be doing. So I really liked amplifying that idea.
Do you have any other photo illustrated books for young readers that you really enjoy sharing?
Well, you know, there are people whose work I've loved for years. I mean, I think the one book that probably this sort of relates to a bit more than any other would be My People by Charles R. Smith, that he did many years ago. I think it was a Coretta Scott King winner. It's a Langston Hughes poem. But as far as people who do wonderful work with photographs, I would say April Pellicer has done some amazing, beautiful nature books and nonfiction work. And actually, I think one of the ones more recently, too, is very much a sort of inspirational book about just sort of being in the world and thinking about the planet. And I've always been fond of Walter Wick's work. I mean, both his I Spy books and his science books. He just has such a beautiful way of creating, you know, he just creates really beautiful images that resonate with facts and science.
Great. Yeah, we'll link to those in the show notes. Finally, are there any outtakes from your photo shoots to share? Any cool stories?
Well, I'll tell you a little bit about the photo shoot. So because of the way that I set the project up, I knew I was going to photograph all my models, not in the scenes that they're shown in the book, because the scenes are all created as collage. And also because of our schedule for the book, I was photographing spring summer scenes in the middle of winter. So once I assembled my cast, I invited them all to my shoot, and I said, we're going to be photographing indoors, but bring your sundresses and sandals and hats and all this other stuff to our photo shoot, which of course meant a lot of digging for parents who at that point, you know, everybody had on their boots and heavy coats. So that was pretty fun, and set them all up in a studio space with a, you know, white paper backdrop to stand in front of and flash lighting. I also asked them all to tell me some favorite songs, so we'd have a playlist that we could have sort of going, a bouncy playlist to have everybody kind of in the mood for it, and try to bring out the shyer kids to be more excited and have some fun with it. So that was kind of how the photo shoot went together. And I can show you at least sort of the scene. It's quite the opposite of what it looks like in the final book, of like, all right, well, there they are standing against a white piece of paper. And that's kind of what they did. But so it was super fun.
Yeah, I'd love to have some outtakes to share in the show notes too.
Yeah, yeah.
Any of the favorite songs, do you remember any of those?
Well, there was one girl who was quite fond of ABBA, so we did have quite a bit of ABBA going in the playlist.
I love that. I did not expect that. that's adorable. And How did you find your girls to photograph?
Well, I have the same tried and true method that has been going on for years, which is between myself, my sister, and various friends. I you know, seem to always manage to find enough kids who are relatively within the age range of what I'm looking for. So some of the girls were the younger siblings of friends of my niece. Another couple of girls were younger siblings of friends of my son's, who's a middle schooler. My cousin's daughter is in the book. A friend from the neighborhood I've known for, you know, 30 years or so, his daughter is in the book. So I start with whoever I know who's the right age. And then I start asking them, well, do you know anybody else who might be in this book? you know, and that kind of usually works out pretty well. I usually get a good solid crew by just asking, working the network.
Nice. Are they excited to be in a book?
Oh, they're thrilled. They're absolutely thrilled. The hardest part for all of them is the timeline, because you say, okay, you're going to be in a book and you're going to be in these photographs in February, and it won't, you know, they won't get the book until this coming February. And for them, that's a long time period.
And that's actually pretty short compared to picture books.
Oh, yeah. No, it's much quicker than many picture books, for sure.
Well, this will be a fun treat for them. Are they all going to come to the launch party, maybe?
I hope so. They will all be invited, of course.
Yeah. Oh, well, if you get a crew of them, I think you need a good photo of all of you together.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for joining us on the podcast, Nina.
Thank you, Libby. It's been fun.
Thank you for joining us here on the Learner Podcast. Tune in again next time for more author interviews and the stories behind the books.